Hello, this is Dr. Pam Ambleser dictating an investigative report on Joanne Rivera, date of birth 1/18/1982, date of procedure April 25th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Pam Ambleser, DR. Referring physician is Dr. Olivia Diaz. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as cold biopsies. Indication is blood in the stool. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy. Well explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position. Today is for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam is normal. Well lubricated home studio. Colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision. The cecum matures identified by the presence of the appendix orifice. The cecal valve and confluence of false period. Careful examination made of the cecum and cecal valve attending colon. Hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, single colon, rectum period. Retroflex II is obtained of the rectum. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Boston Bowel Prep score was graded as a 5, 1-2-2, comma, overall poor prep with green sticky adherent stool noted throughout the entirety of the colon, which was aggressively lavage and suction as best as able, period. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications findings. The terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter cecal sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 rectal diminutive sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line, there was evidence of mild erythema noted in the descending and sigmoid colon period. Random colon biopsies were obtained in the ascending, transverse, descending, sigmoid, and rectum for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding, and there was evidence of prior scarring from previous banding noted. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, no evidence of any frank bleeding on this exam. Next line, poor prep. Next line. Plan follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy within 6 months to 1 year given the poor prep. Next line, no evidence of any active bleeding on this exam. Next line, follow up in the office as previously scheduled. Thank you.